Jonathan, you've been talking with some teachers who survived this assault and parents of some of the students who were injured. What else have they told you about what happened today?
It was like any other school day. I mean, one teacher I talked to was supervising an exam. About 60 people were just getting down to going through their test when the firing began. And as I say, these gunmen moved through, killing indiscriminately, children and staff being executed, some at point-blank range. There have also been reports that some of these people warned children who they were about to kill to essentially say their prayers, to say their last prayers and prepare for death.
There has been no shortage of bloody, deadly attacks by the Pakistani Taliban. How does this one compare?
In terms of numbers, it seems to be the most, perhaps the worst ever in a single attack. And these mass civilian attacks tend to involve large bombs. This, as we know, involved gunmen going around essentially executing as many people as possible, with the vast majority of them being young boys. I've covered quite a few terrible massacres in my time in Pakistan. But this has horrified the nation in a way that none of the others that I've witnessed really have.
Jonathan Boone.